By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Many viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another morning with Madani Channel, MashaAllah Azza Jal. Another morning of rise and shine. Alhamdulillah, each and every single morning we begin, MashaAllah Azza Jal, by listening to the glorious Quran. And today, mashallah, our topic is beautiful. Something I've been referring to, I've been saying, yes, you know, we need to speak about this topic another time. We're going to touch upon this topic another time. Let's leave this to another time. This is what I've always been saying, and now that time has come. Alhamdulillah. What is this topic? This is about time, inshallah. Yes, today, inshallah, I shall be speaking about time management. And yes, various things in regards to time management, the importance, the benefits of managing your time, the importance, the significance of managing your time. So inshallah, from today, we can all make this intention that we shall manage our time wisely and properly, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, we have listened to the Surah Al-Fatiha, followed by Surah Al-Baqarah, and then Surah Ali Imran, and followed by Surah An-Nisa. And this is the Surah we are on at this moment in time. Surah An-Nisa, my dear viewers, was the fourth chapter of the glorious Quran. Let's continue, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, listening to the recitation of the Holy Quran. And I pray, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, that the time come when we are listening to Surah Nas. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we can complete, yes, the entire glorious Quran, the recitation of the entire Quran, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Let's listen to the beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran. Sallu alal Habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم
مرد افسر ہیں عورتوں پر اس لیے کہ اللہ نے ان میں ایک کو دوسرے پر فضیلت دی اور اس لیے کہ مردوں نے ان پر اپنے مال خرچ کیے
فالصالحات قانتات حافظات للغیب بما حفظ اللہ
تو نیک بخت عورتیں ادب والیاں ہیں خاوند کے پیچھے حفاظت رکھتی ہیں جس طرح اللہ نے حفاظت کا حکم دیا
واللاتی تخافون نشوزهن فعظوهن واهجروهن في المضاجع واضربوهن فإن أطعنكم فلا تبغوا عليهن سبيلا
اور جن عورتوں کی نافرمانی کا تمہیں اندیشہ ہو تو انہیں سمجھاؤ اور ان سے الگ سو اور انہیں مارو پھر اگر وہ تمہارے حکم میں آ جائیں تو ان پر زیادتی کی کوئی راہ نہ چاہو
ان اللہ کان علیا کبیرا
بے شک اللہ بلند بڑا ہے
وَإِن قِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا فَبَعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِهَا
اور اگر تم کو میاں بی بی کے جھگڑے کا خوف ہو تو ایک پنچ مرد والوں کی طرف سے بھیجو اور ایک پنچ عورت والوں کی طرف سے یہ دونوں اگر صلح کرانا چاہیں گے تو اللہ ان میں میل یعنی موافقت پیدا کر دے گا
ان اللہ کان علیما خبیرا
بے شک اللہ جاننے والا خبردار ہے
وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ
اور اللہ کی بندگی کرو اور اس کا شریک کسی کو نہ ٹھہراؤ اور ماں باپ سے بھلائی کرو اور رشتہ داروں اور یتیموں اور محتاجوں اور پاس کے ہمسائے اور دور کے ہمسائے اور کروٹ کے ساتھی اور راہگیر اور اپنی باندھی غلام سے
ان اللہ لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا
بے شک اللہ کو خوش یعنی پسند نہیں آتا کوئی اترانے والا بڑائی مارنے والا
الذین یبخلون ویأمرون الناس بالبخل ویکتمون ما آتاهم اللہ من فضلہ
جو آپ بخل کریں اور اوروں سے بخل کے لیے کہیں اور اللہ نے جو انہیں اپنے فضل سے دیا ہے اسے چھپائیں
وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا
اور کافروں کے لیے ہم نے ذلت کا عذاب تیار کر رکھا ہے
وَالَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَلَا بِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ
اور وہ جو اپنے مال لوگوں کے دکھاوے کو خرچ کرتے ہیں اور ایمان نہیں لاتے اللہ اور نہ قیامت پر
وَمَن يَكُنِ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُ قَرِينًا فَسَاءَ قَرِينًا
اور جس کا مصاحب یعنی ساتھی و مشیر شیطان ہوا تو کتنا برا مصاحب ہے
وَمَاذَا عَلَيْهِمْ لَوْ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَهُمُ اللَّهِ
اور ان کا کیا نقصان تھا اگر ایمان لاتے اللہ اور قیامت پر اور اللہ کے دیے میں سے اس کی راہ میں خرچ کرتے
وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِهِمْ عَلِيمًا
اور اللہ ان کو جانتا ہے
صدق اللہ العظیم
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم Dear viewers of Madinah Channel, MashaAllah, we have special a very important topic to be discussed today, something which is causing a problem for many, many individuals, my dear viewers. Lack of time management, it messes things up, it really does, it ruins many things and it hinders, it really does, it serves as an obstacle to, you can say, possible success or to attaining much more or in accordance to what our potential allows, my dear viewers. Lack of time management. That, inshallah, we shall come to very soon. Alhamdulillah, for those of you that may have just joined us, we have listened to the glorious Quran al-Kareem. MashaAllah, we are on the fifth part of the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah, the fifth part. And we were thinking, wow, subhanAllah, that's only just a few months have gone. And I don't think it's been 5 months. Maybe, I may be wrong, maybe it has. But I don't think it's been very, very long, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And we've come to the fifth part of the glorious Quran. Alhamdulillah, this is a huge achievement. And in fact, this comes to time management too, inshallah, which we shall discuss after the Naat Sharif. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي يا نبي السلام السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي يا نبي السلام
رب کے پیارے راج دلارے تم ہو ہمارے ہم ہیں تمہارے رب کے پیارے راج دلارے تم ہو ہمارے ہم ہیں تمہارے اے دامان رحمت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
السلام یا نبی السلام یا نبی السلام یا نبی یا نبی السلام یا نبی السلام یا نبی السلام یا نبی یا نبی السلام
دے دیے تم کو اپنے خزانے رب عزت رب علا نے دے دیے تم کو اپنے خزانے رب عزت رب علا نے دونوں جہاں کی نعمت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام السلام
مصطفى منبع للصفا سيد الأنبياء مشعل في الوفا كان في يده لليتامى دفا
مصطفى منبع للصفا سيد الأنبياء مشعل في الوفا كان في يده لليتامى دفا حن قلبي له فاض شوقا إلي ليس أرجو سوى شربة من يدي الصلاة علي والسلام علي للسماء تقى فأتى بالنقى وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا ہے سفارا سب حور و ملک اور غلما خلد سجاتے گئے ایک دھوم گئے عرش اعظم پر مہمان خدا کے آتے ہیں عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا خلوت والے جلوت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
سيدنا النبي قمر وجميل سيدنا النبي وجميل
وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي
الله
وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي
الله
وأمن بالوها كل العباد وأمن بالوها كل العباد وأمن بالوها كل العباد حبيب الله يا خير البرايا
سيدنا النبي قمر وجميل سيدنا النبي وجميل
بو جهل العينك الما پڑتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاو ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاو ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا آقا کا فرمان ہوا اور فضل رحمان ہوا مٹھی سے کنکر بولا لا الہ الا اللہ
حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ
بو جہل نہیں کلمہ پڑھتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا پردو والی صورت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
مولایا صلی وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي صل علي يا ربي سلم علي يا ربي صل علي صلوات الله علي مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ اے چمکیلی رنگت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
السلام علیکہ یا رسول اللہ السلام علیکہ یا حبیبی يا نبي الله السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله يا رسول الله
دقت عيناي شوقا ولطيبة ذرفت عشقا فأتيت إلى حبيبي فاهدأ يا قلب ودفقا صلي على محمد
السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله يا رسول الله
أنت نور الله فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا علاك قدرا يا ختام الأنبياء أيها المختار فينا زا زادنا الحب حنينا جئتنا بالخير دينا يا ختام المرسلين يا حبيبي يا رسول الله يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. MashaAllah, beautiful Naad Sharif about the blessed city of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. My dear viewers, Allahu Akbar, it has been a very, very long time. It's been a really long time. We've not been to the blessed cities, and there would be some amongst us who have never been to the blessed Haramain Sharifain, the blessed cities of Al-Makkah Al-Mukarramah and Madinah Al-Munawwara. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Allahu Akbar, we travel to many places, really we travel to many places, but no place, and honestly, I say this with true honesty now, the one thing we must understand is, every country is beautiful in its own way. You must understand this. Every single country is beautiful. You would go to various countries, you know, whether you go to countries in Europe, whether you go to countries in northern, southern Africa, Central Africa, to be honest, I've not been, my dear viewers, Central Africa, or I don't think South Africa, the southern African countries, no, I've not been, but generally wherever I have been, and one thing I've realized is those people who have been, wherever it is they have gone, it may be even the, you know, the poorest, and it may be a place which is not so nice and outwardly not so nice, maybe a dirty place, but even those countries, and every country has places which are dirty. It's not as if there's just some particular country which has places which are really, really dirty, and you know, in Europe or in the Western countries it's all perfectly clean. No, there's different areas wherever you go in the world, whichever country you go to, and some are really dirty and it may smell in some places, but other places will be beautiful, they'll be clean, where there's nature, that's not dirty. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created such a beautiful and perfect system. So as I was saying, that every country is beautiful in its own way. Wherever you go, you will say, wow, that country is beautiful, this country is beautiful. You'll go to a different country, you'll say that country is beautiful, that culture, you know, this is how they do things. This is the world we are living in nowadays. Now, my dear viewers of Madani channel, really and with true honesty, that wherever you go to other places, yes, beautiful, it's good, it's different in comparison to where you are at home, which is nice. But my dear viewers, if you were to go to the Haramain, that is true beauty, honestly. It's something which, Allahu Akbar, we see images of things, and sometimes we see images of beautiful places, beautiful scenery. And then when we go to those places, yes, they're very, very nice, but sometimes that image you've seen, you think, I want to see it like that, but you don't see it like that, my dear viewers. But when you go to the Haramain, Sharifain, when you go to these places, or such places, you find immediately that whatever you may have seen in any picture, no matter how beautiful or good the picture was, that to be there at the places themselves is just so much more beautiful. Anybody who would have been in these places, they do testify. And they say that, yes, you know, they're the most beautiful places ever. Because they truly are. Honestly, they truly are phenomenal, my dear viewers of Madinah. Why am I saying this? Just because the Nashi was speaking about Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. And I pray that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to visit these blessed places, inshallah, each and every single year, twice, thrice a year, as much as possible, inshallah. The more you go, it's not that you get used to it. You think its grayness decreases. No, it just increases. Its beauty just continues to increase. Honestly, Madhiv is the best place, or the best places in the entire world. And then Palestine, Al-Aqsa, Masjid Al-Aqsa too, is a place. Alhamdulillah, these are sanctified, sacred places which we have. First, Makkah al-Mukarrama, al-Madinah al-Munawwara, and in terms of the masajid, so the masajid al-Masjid al-Haram, the masjid of Masjid al-Nabawi, and then Masjid al-Aqsa too, the three greatest masajid, alhamdulillah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to regularly go and visit such places, inshallah azza wa jal. Now today's topic is time management. Every day, what do? We get up in the morning, and depends on the time of the year. So we are not always consistent. But sometimes what will happen is these holidays, for example, so their timetable would be different in comparison to a school day. People who are working, theirs will be separate or different too. But most of the time, theirs is a lot more consistent throughout the year. We have people who are either working, or people who are going to school, or people who are on their holidays. So their time or their daily works, those things, their daily tasks, those things which they are doing throughout their day, what will a person generally do? He will wake up in the morning, whether that's praying Fajr or missing Fajr. Sadly, many people will miss their Fajr Salah, and they think the morning, the day starts from when? You think the day starts from, well, again, it'll depend on what the work they're doing. If they're going to school, they'll think, yes, I need to wake up 8 o'clock in the morning. And this is what we think all year round. This is what we think all year round. Oh, I need to wake up 8 o'clock, I've got school tomorrow. I need to wake up 8 o'clock for university. I need to wake up for work. It may be 7 or 8 o'clock. I need to get up for work. I need to wake up early in the morning. But my day view is the first one. This is something, inshallah, which I shall come back to. We need to understand that the first task of the morning or of the day should be our salah, our Fajr salah. This is something we need to come to. But nevertheless, what do people do? We wake up morning 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock for some, and for quite a few people, 5 o'clock too, we wake up really, really early. We'll wash our faces, brush our teeth. If we do so, I hope we all do so, my dear viewers. Very important. Rather than just going to places without, and you do find suddenly some people will leave the house without brushing their teeth, without washing their face. These sort of things do take place. But nevertheless, we will go to school or university, and then we will come back from school or university, or that may even be work, and we will come back, and you know, then we may eat, we may have a meal, and then we'll watch TV. And we'll possibly sit around, really. What else do we do? But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, whenever something is posed to us, we say that we do not have the time. For everything, this is what we say, I don't have time, or I'm too busy, I've got too many things on. And it may be that yes, you do have something to do. But it may be that thing, that task which you do have to do, let's just say you have to go somewhere. But you have to go somewhere, what, 7 o'clock in the evening. You have to go at 7 o'clock in the evening, at 4 o'clock you'll think, oh, no, I've got to go somewhere later on, you know, I'll leave this till tomorrow. My dear viewers, one of the greatest problems we are having now, how it used to be was that there was a time when people used to spend their entire days just working. So you can go back, what, 100 or just past, a little over 100 years from now, when people used to have to work 12-hour shifts. And this was only subsequent to World War One that this changed. There was, you know, many revolutions all over the world. And people did disagree that they're having to work for so many hours for so little pay. So people used to spend their entire day doing what? Working. All sorts of work, whatever job they were doing, they were spending their entire day working. But now, from 12 hours, that has been reduced to an 8-hour working day. And many people, 8 hours is generally maximum. 8 hours or less, you would be working daily. So we are spending all of this time, or people used to spend so much time, but now that has been reduced. Our payment generally, wages have increased, so you know, generally things are a lot easier, aren't they? But sadly, with things being easier, rather than those efforts which we spent elsewhere, which we spent possibly having to do longer hours of work, rather than using those efforts, spending that elsewhere, what we're doing, we are wasting that time. It's not that I'm against reducing the hours of work, my dear viewers, no. But the point I'm trying to mention is there used to be a time when people used to work 12 hours. I'm not saying I've been there, I've worked. I'm not going to speak like one of those, yes, I used to do this in back in my days. I used to do this. No, I've not done none of it. Alhamdulillah, you know, I've been very lucky in that. I've had an easy life, my dear viewers. But there were people, majority of people, let's look at this country itself, who were working 12 hours or plus, more than 12 hours. But even working those 12 hours or more, they would still have time to do other things. They would still have time to do other things. They would do other things. Some people would have more jobs, work more hours. And you would think, wow, how did they do that? Are they even human? But yes, they would do so much. They would, if somebody was to pass away, they would go and, you know, pay their condolences to their families. If there was to be a wedding, they would still somehow be able to attend those weddings or to do such things. Allahu Akbar. Why? Because people, it was built in them. They were used to it. They were used to working, to keeping themselves busy. But sadly, what's happened now is we're not used to working, we're not used to keeping ourselves busy. In them days, yes, there were TVs during the 1914, early 20th century, there were TVs, my dear viewers. There was the TV, although it was very, very different. You know, the evolution of the TV itself, which is another topic of itself, but there were pictures being spread. Yes, there were. And then gradually we had those big box TVs, and now they've become what they are, and which you are watching right now. But my dear viewers, what such things have done to us? Yes, technology has advanced many a time for good, but mostly, sadly, for the worse, because we have become used to, or we've become lazy, simply to put it. We have turned lazy. We consider it to be an important part of our day to watch TV. We consider this to be very important for us to watch TV. Although watching the TV is not very, very good. And you would be thinking, well, look at him, he's speaking on TV and he's saying it's not good to watch TV. Generally, there are many disadvantages, negative sides to watching TV at all. You know, if you can refrain from it altogether, refrain from watching TV. But you need to seek Islamic education. So if it's via the TV, then that's fine. Seek it via the TV, my dear viewers. But as I'm saying, is what's happened is that there was a time when people used to always be busy. But now, with the reduction in other things, what's happened is we have just become lazy. We are doing less work, and we are wasting more time. This is what we are doing. We are wasting more time. And the first piece of advice I would give today, in terms of time management, the first one, something which is very, very important, is create a time audit. Create a time audit. Somehow, my dear viewers, and there's various ways of doing this, somehow try to keep track of your time. This is the first important point I would like to mention. Please try to keep track of your time. What do you mean by keep track of your time? We can all think of it. I wake up early morning. I try to first, inshallah, as early as possible. If I can wake up before Fajr Salah is good, really. If you can wake up before Fajr Salah, brilliant. Why? You can read your tahajjud. Sometimes you can't, but what's necessary, what's obligatory, it's not try to, no, you have to. I can't even say try to wake up for Fajr. No, how you have to wake up for Fajr. You have to pray your Fajr Salah. It's not an option, it's obligatory, which means it's farz. You must do it. Each and every single person must pray his Fajr Salah. So get up for your Fajr Salah. Depending on what time the Fajr Salah may be, that's fine. Afterwards, you can go to sleep again. But then I would just think, you know, what is it that you do? What time do I wake up? I'll wake up, I'll try to wake up nice and early. Sometimes if I'm really, really tired, I'll possibly go back to sleep. Sometimes I may not go to sleep. My dear viewers, let's, inshallah, not go to sleep, but let's go to our daily reminder, and then inshallah, we shall continue with our topic. Sallu alal Habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I'm going to mention to you a few hadith of the beloved Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. And these hadith have been mentioned regarding the importance of the rights of people, hukukul ibad, and the rights of people are very, very important for every Muslim to act upon them as well. The first hadith has been quoted in Sunan Ibn Dawood. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, everything that belongs to a Muslim is haram for another Muslim. His possessions, his honor, his blood, it is enough for a person to be cruel that he considers his Muslim brother inferior to himself. Now what a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam explaining to us the maqam, the status of a Muslim. Now this Muslim, even if he's just a normal lame person, but he is a Muslim, look at the status. I'm the best person, no one is better than me, so and so, he's no better than me, my caste is better than him, our grain is better than him, our village is better, and all these kind of things. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, then that person is a cruel person, he thinks of other people as below him. Second hadith, in quoted in Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, whoever has the burden of slandering or oppressing his brother, it is necessary upon him that he asks the person for forgiveness here in this world before the day of judgment, because neither any dirham nor dinar will be there. If he has some good deeds, they will be taken away from him equal to the violation of rights and given to the victim. Otherwise, the sins of the victim will be transferred into the account of the violator. We find it hard, don't we? We find it hard to go up to someone and say, look, I'm really sorry. I swore at you. I'm really sorry. I hit you. I broke your heart. I said this to you. We find it hard now. But just let me tell you, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, it's going to be very, very hard on the day of judgment to convince that person to forgive us. What will happen? Your good deeds will be given to that person to please him. And if you don't have any good deeds left, then his bad deeds will be given to you because you are the one who violated his rights. Now, just think to yourself, it was easy going up to someone and saying sorry to him. It's going to be really, really difficult on the day of judgment. So please, don't let the shaitan and your nafs, your ego, come in between you and saying sorry to that person. Just go up to him. That person could be anyone. It could be your little brother. It could be, you know, your student if you are the teacher. If you are the parent, you know, it's better to say sorry to your children if you have violated their rights, because on the day of judgment, we will never be able to repay them. May Allah Ta'ala give us the true understanding of our beautiful deen. And may Allah Azza wa Jal give us that beautiful character that people not run away from us, but they come close to us. And may Allah Ta'ala give us steadfast on Iman. Ameen. Bi jahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching MashaAllah Rise and Shine. That was our respected Hafiz Rafaqat Sahib with the daily reminder, MashaAllah. Perfect man to give us a reminder. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we're speaking about a time management. I said the first thing you need to do is make a time audit. Firstly, as I was saying, what do I do in the morning? I'll wake up in the morning, my dear viewers, First thing is always first thing, alhamdulillah, Fajr Salah. Now it depends what time that is. Otherwise I'll possibly wake up 6 or 7 o'clock, I try to wake up. And then after, you know, grooming myself, as you would say, washing your face, etc., etc., then I would have my breakfast, and subsequent to that I would possibly just make my way to work. If I can play with my child, I do, but otherwise if my child's fast asleep, then there's nothing I can do, Allahu Akbar. And then I'll make my way to work, and I try to make the most of my work. So firstly, I'll have my morning program and reviews. Subsequent to this, I'll have particular things I think I need to read. So, and this is just one thing, a tip for reading too, in that sometimes we wish to read books, we make the intention that inshallah I'm going to read this book, I'm going to read this book, I'm going to read this book. And it may be sometimes that we have quite a list. It may be that we have a list of books. So a very, very important tip for reading, my dear viewers, is that when you read, or when you are reading one book, yes, good, read a book, take breaks, and secondly, you don't always need to only read one book at a time. This is just a general tip for reading, because this is something that everybody needs. It don't matter which field of life you are, everybody needs to be reading. Everybody needs to be reading. And best read about Islamic things. Read Islamic books. But some people think, oh yes, I have a book. If I were to ask many of you, and many of you did start reading, or you say, you know, I would say, hey, I recommend this book now. For example, The Laws of Salah. You can find this, but whenever people ask me, you know, which book shall I read? Give me a book. You know, I want to read on this, I want to read on that. I said, look, first read this book. The first book I give to people is Laws of Salah. You can even find it on PDF, my dear viewers. This, I would say, first read this. Why? Because this is the important things you need to know. Later you can read the things you want to know about. First read the things you... So the book name is Laws of Salah. But now let's just say I was to give you this book, and I was to say, read this. You may say, I'm actually reading a book. And then if I was to ask you, how long has it been since you've read that book? Or since you've been reading that book? And then you may not wish to say it, my dear viewers, but you would say, oh, it's been a few months, or maybe even a year. I started last year. I've just not been able to complete it. I've not had the time. Again, I've not had the time. No, one problem we have when reading is we limit ourselves to only one single book. Do not limit yourself to one book. Why? Because this will stagger your reading completely. Like, you know, many people say, I've not read a book since last year. I've started this book, I need to complete that first. We think we have to complete a book from beginning to end. No, you don't. If you're getting bored of a book, leave it. Go to the next book. Later you might find you want to come back to it and you could continue. But rather than being put off the book and not reading anything at all, what you should do is, yes, have that one book. Read it for 5 minutes and then go to something else. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the important key, and we're still on our first point, by the way, that first we need to track our time, keep a track of our time, think where our time is being wasted. Because sometimes we think, yes, we have one important task, we have a second important task, we have a third. I need to do one at 2 o'clock, one at 4 o'clock, one at 6 o'clock. But the task itself is possibly a half an hour task. So now you need to think, you'll probably consider yourself to be busy for the whole day. You'll think, oh, then, you know, at 6 o'clock we're here, and then I'll do that about 8 o'clock. So what you need to think yourself to yourself is that this is taking the entire day. This is what it's doing, it's taking the entire day. The time in between these two or three tasks, imagine how much is being wasted. Imagine if you were to do 1 hour, 2 o'clock, it was taking about half an hour or so, maybe traveling from one place to another, do 1 hour, two, do 1 hour, three, do 1 hour, four. Time management, this is very, very important. Why? Because once you've finished 4 o'clock, then you don't need to waste another 2 hours waiting for 6 o'clock to do another task. You just saved yourself 2 hours. Now let's just take these 2 hours, my dear viewers. Let's just play with 2 hours, forget the rest. This is just one example I've given, and let's just say you're saving yourself 2 hours. Really, we will do. When we are coming for children, we are coming back from school, let's just say it takes half an hour to come back from school. Let's say you finish school at 3:30 and you're home for 4 o'clock, right? And you think you're beginning your studies at 5 o'clock. So now there's 1 hour in between. You may have something, a snack, a bite to eat. You may have something to eat at that time, which will take you 10, 20 minutes. There's 40 minutes left, 40 minutes being wasted. After that time, you're possibly wasting much more time. Honestly, the amount of time we waste, if we had 40 minutes, what could we do with 40 minutes? Just 40 minutes, my dear viewers, inshallah. 40 minutes, let's break that down. Let's think of the things we need to be doing. This is one important point for time management. To give priority. Those things which are important, to do those things first. Those things which are less important, to do those things a little later. This is an integral part of time management. To give priority to those things which are important. Now I need to think, which are those things I must do? Which are those things I must do? What are the daily tasks we must do? Now there's a salah time, but we can't read all our salah times together, because salah, this timing is for particular times of the day. They are fixed, that's a separate point. But we have 40 minutes, which other things that we must do? We need to think to ourselves, what other things must we do? We need to read the Quran. We must read the Quran. Every day we need to read the Quran. Now let's just say you've only got 40 minutes. Everyone has more than 40 minutes. You all have more than 40 minutes. Let's just say you only have 40 minutes. Take this 40 minutes out in your day. You need to read the Quran. Now it depends on what level you are. If you are a youngster, you're learning how to recite the Quran, then that'll take an hour, a separate section of your day. That should be part of your timetable, part of your main tasks. But generally, if you think, I'm so busy, I only have 40 minutes, okay, let's take out 10 minutes for reciting the glorious Quran. 10 minutes, my dear viewers. Now, every single morning, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, on rise and shine, what do we do? The first thing is we listen to the glorious Quran. We listen to the glorious Quran along with the translation. How long does it take? Under 5 minutes. It takes under 5 minutes. We listen to approximately 6 or 7 verses. It changes depending on the size of the verses. We listen to approximately 6 or 7 verses along with the translation, and it's read slowly. Now, my dear viewers of the channel, that's in under 5 minutes. If you were to take up 10 minutes, even if you were to recite 3 ayat, 3 verses of the Holy Quran, 3 verses only. If you were to recite 3 ayat only, along with the translation and a commentary, that could be done in about 10 minutes. Without exaggeration, I'm not making things up. No, honestly, within 10 minutes, you could do 3 or even more with the commentary. Now, if we were just to think of these 10 minutes, and we were to consider these 10 minutes over 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5, 6 years, let's go to 6 years. Why am I saying 6 years? Because if you were to do this consistently over 6 years, 6 years, how old are you? This is a question you must ask. 6 years, my dear viewers, which may seem like a lot, but 10 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, you would have completed the entire glorious Quran. You'll think, wow, 6 years is a long time, but the entire Holy Quran? Now this is a question you need to ask yourself. Have I even read the Holy Quran from beginning to end? One thing. Secondly, there's some people who may have I read the Quran along with the translation? Rarely will there be somebody who says, yes, I've read the entire Quran with the translation. Third thing, have you read the Quran along with its translation and the commentary, the entire Quran? And now one in a million will say yes. There'll be one in a million who will say yes. And how old are you? Let's ask. Let's see, how old are you? So let's just say a person becomes 6, and that's the age where they start to, you know, they're able to read and write, etc. How old are you now? Are you 12 years of age? If you were 12 years of age, just by 10 minutes a day, and you could do more, but just spending 10 minutes a day, you would have completed not only reading the Quran, you've possibly not even read the Quran from beginning to end. I'm not even just speaking about reading the Quran. I am talking about reading the entire Quran along with the entire translation, along with one entire commentary. This is what you could have accomplished. Imagine having accomplished that at the age of 12. Why haven't we? 10 minutes or so a day, that's it. 10 minutes a day, look how much we can accomplish. We haven't, why? Because there's no time management. We do not think, we need to think ahead. This is another important part of time management. Thinking ahead, setting goals. Setting goals, my dear viewers, they said that the word smart, the S stands for one thing, M for another. And the first is smart, but S, setting goals. This is the first most important thing. You need to think, I need to set a goal. We're speaking about the glorious Quran. Completing the glorious Quran. Now this goal needs to be manageable and then attainment. It must be something which is attainable. Now reciting the glorious Quran is attainable. It's not something which is very, very difficult whatsoever. So it's one thing is setting your goal, being specific. What is this goal? Setting your goal, being specific. S, smart. M, it said, is what? Measurable. Something you know, something you're able to manage. Third, it must be attainable. Yes, it's possible. It's attainable. Fourth is, for the R, is realistic it must be. Is it realistic? Yes, it's a realistic goal. It's completing a book, the glorious Quran. And the T is time bound. That, how long will it take me to complete the glorious Quran? 6 years. I'm not saying I'm going to do it within a week. I'm not saying I'm going to do it within a month. Why? Because maybe I will complete it within a month. I'm saying 6 years, inshallah. Look far ahead. 6 years. How much time am I going to spend? I'm going to spend 10 minutes a day. That's it. Now tell me, is there ever a time why, really, I don't think there is any excuse. There is never a time where we'd never have a day, 10 minutes. Every single day we have 10 minutes, my dear viewers. If you were to just take out 10 minutes a day, look how far these 10 minutes can take us. Really, look how far these 10 minutes can take us. Yes, it's over a duration of 6 years. You are thinking ahead. And shall I tell you one more thing, my dear viewers? That you may set your goal 10 minutes, but most likely, inshallah, when you begin to read, you will enjoy it and you will spend more time doing it. But you don't even, let's not even talk about spending more time. Just those 10 minutes. Within 6 years, look how much we can accomplish. Reciting the Holy Quran along with the translation, and then also the entire commentary of the glorious Quran, or a commentary. Remember, there's many commentaries, and no one commentary fully gives a complete commentary of the glorious Quran. That's something which is not possible. This is just a side point, my dear viewers. But there are many commentaries. You could have a huge one, you could have a small one. But three ayat is not something which is, oh no, that's impossible. It is something which is attainable. That's 10 minutes of your day, you have another 30 minutes. And this is just considering throughout your entire day, you only have 40 minutes, by the way. And honestly, many of us, every one of us possibly, has more than 40 minutes to take out in our day. But let's just say this is 40 minutes. So 10 minutes we have given to the glorious Quran, alhamdulillah. Now, as well as the glorious Quran, and we must be Islamic, our targets must be Islamic. They need to be. Why? Because we are not doing, there's no good me encouraging you to do other things, which may be good too. It may be good to do other things. But my job here is to encourage you in regards to the deen, because there'll be a million other people speaking about other things. What good is it me speaking about other things too? Will there be any difference? There won't be no difference. We are lacking in our deen. Really, we are lacking in our knowledge of Islam, of our deen. And remember, there's so many different sciences, even related to, alhamdulillah, the Quran and the Sunnah. So one thing is the Quran. In fact, I mentioned Quran and Sunnah. Let's go to the second. Now the second in terms of the Sunnah would be, you know, little books. There could be, for example, the Arba'een al-Nawawi, the 40 Ahadith Sharif, which were compiled by Hazrat Imam Sharifuddin al-Nawawi rahimahullahu ta'ala. Now Hazrat Imam Nawawi rahimahullahu ta'ala was a great scholar, and he just compiled 40 Ahadith Sharif. Now this will be a book which can be found in the English language. It'll be a very, very small book. If you were to read one Hadith Sharif, which wouldn't even take no more than 5 minutes possibly. And I'm talking about reading it in your own language. It wouldn't take more than 5 minutes to read one Hadith Sharif. Now within 1 month or 1.5 months, 40 days, just over 1 month, you will complete one book. So now you've just completed one book on your list, spending 5 minutes a day on this. So this is 15 minutes. And yes, you could put one book down and you could pick up another book. It's not like it's going to take much time to change from one thing to another thing. That's one thing. Second thing is just the change itself. It'll make us continue to pay attention. We won't lose our attention. Why? Because sometimes when you're reading one thing for a very long time, you get tired. No, we're speaking about little time spans. The glorious Quran, 10 minutes. A book, 5 minutes. And this is for those people, by the way, I'm speaking. Otherwise, some people think, oh, why only 10 minutes for the Holy Quran? Now, this is for those people who think they have no time. Then I'll say, take 10 minutes out. For those who do, we should spend more time. Spend 20 minutes, spend half an hour a day reciting or reading about the glorious Quran. Or if you get tired, that's fine. Let's just say, as soon as you get tired, stop reading, no problem. Stop reading as soon as you think you're not concentrating, you're not learning, that's fine, stop reading, move to another book. You can read the Ahadith Sharif. So one example is that of Hazrat Imam Nawawi rahimahullahu ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, on that Islami website, you could find quite a few books in regards to this. But there's also other Islamic books. Now sometimes it may be difficult for us to find a Hadith book with good explanation and translation in the English language. On mashallah, on that Islami website, there are so many books you can read. So now, another very, very important thing I would say. After reading the Quran, try to, if you can read some sort of little Hadith book which is available, but make sure that whatever you are reading, make sure that the writer is a Sunni qualified, somebody who is Sahih al-Aqidah is very, very important first, and he's, yes, a qualified person. Alhamdulillah, you find many things on the Dawat Islami website materials which have been proofread, alhamdulillah, brilliantly. The third thing which is very, very important, which you all must do, these are those things we must do, even if you've only got 40 minutes. The third thing, reading the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, reading the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now it could be 1 month, you finish the hadith book, and maybe you don't know any of the hadith book, no problem. You can substitute that with the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's a book known as Sirat Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. It's one of my favorite readings. Alhamdulillah, I make that part of my, I always, alhamdulillah, try to read biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because there's so many different books, they'll have different page numbers. So I can't remember the exact page number for one particular book. But there is a book, The Life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which I think can be found on the Dawat Islami website. It can be purchased from Maktabatul Madina. Now let's just say this has, let's just say 500 pages. Let's say this book has 500 pages. And my dear viewers of Madani channel, this is, a, honestly, it's detailed. 500 pages, it's not too much and it's not very, very small. Well, this will depend on a person too. Because I remember just the other day I was sitting with somebody and I started reading a book on my phone because I was just sitting. Alhamdulillah, I try not to waste time. So I pulled out a book on my phone, a PDF. I pulled out a book on my phone and I started to read it. Somebody recommended it. And so I began to read this book and I thought to myself that I was sitting down with somebody and then I thought, oh, you know, this has only got, 150 to 200 pages. I thought, I'm just going to, quickly, I'm going to go, and I want to finish this book. I want to read the whole book tonight, I thought to myself. Well, this is what I said to that brother. And that person, he was kind of shocked, like, it's only a bit, 200 pages. Why? Because that person doesn't read. So when you get used to reading, you'll realize that, no, it's not a lot. That changes so quickly. As you're reading, you won't even realize. You've got to 100 pages, you've got to 200 pages. You won't even realize. Do not be put off. Do not be put off by the number of pages in a book. So my dear viewers, as I'm saying, that read, let's just say the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and let's say there are 500 pages. And in 10 minutes, you can read possibly 2 to 3 pages quite easily. This is average. You'll be able to read 2 or 3 pages quite easy. But this, my dear viewers, remember, these things are not stories. It's not like novels. They're not like novels where you can read and you just pass one, you go to the next page, you go to the next page, you finish the entire book. But try to think about the things. Try to imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the difficulties and the struggles he and the companions radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum that they went through. And some things you may need to highlight, you may need to make notes. So let's just say you only read 2 pages. SubhanAllah, 10 minutes, take out 10 minutes again. So let's say you only read 2 pages, 10 minutes, I think is a long time for 2 pages. 10 minutes, my dear viewers, you read 2 pages a day. Now, reading 2 pages a day, this is what, let's just say 250 days, it will take you 250 days, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, which is about 2/3, let's just say about 7 or 8 months it'll take you. 7, 8, 9 months throughout the year, but you will finish the complete biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And by the way, the biography is longer biographies. There's some which are what about 17 volumes, one which is coming to mind, which is about 17 volumes. So mashallah, there are many biographies written, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. But I'm just referring to one, and this is really, this one Seerat-e-Mustafa, my dear viewers, is honestly, I was shocked myself. The information I had in this book, I was shocked. I didn't expect such information in just this book. I was thinking it's only what, 500 pages. And mashallah, look how detailed it is. That's brilliant, alhamdulillah. So that's what I'm saying, this book is sufficient. The Seerat-e-Mustafa book, Seerat-e-Mustafa book, which just means the biography of the chosen one, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is sufficient, my dear viewers. It's a brilliant biography. Now you can finish this within 1 year. So next year this time, rather than having read no books, next year this time you can say to yourself, alhamdulillah, I've read the biography of the greatest individual in the whole history. I'm not just referring to a particular part of history. I'm not just referring to ancient history. I'm not referring to, you know, there's so many terms depending on what age of history you are referring to. Whether that's ancient, whether that's medieval, whether that's modern, postmodern, early modern history, my dear viewers. No, the greatest of people in the entire history of mankind, the greatest of all people he is. Inshallah, we have the ability to read his biography in 1 year. Next year this time, the time will go quick. Look how quick a year goes. The time will go very, very quick. But my dear viewers, how much would we have attained? Allahu Akbar. We would have read a few parts of the glorious Quran within 1 year. We would have read many, many books. Reading just 5 minutes I'm referring to. We would have read many, many books and completed the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's move to our daily hadith sharif. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi narrates a hadith sharif. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there will come a time upon the people when the only person who will be able to save his iman, his faith, will be the one who goes from one mountain to another, from one hole to another. At that time, a person will not be able to earn lawful sustenance. He won't be able to earn without displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a man will face destructions at the hand of his wife and children. And the Prophet ﷺ continued and said, if he does not have wife and children, then he will face destruction at the hand of his parents. If they are not alive, then he will face destruction because of his neighbors and relatives. The Sahaba Ikiram Ridwanullahi Alim Ajma'in who were present, they were curious to know the reason why. They said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how will this happen? What will lead to him being destroyed? And the Prophet ﷺ replied that his wife and children, or if they're not there, then his parents, if they're not there, then his neighbors and relatives, will taunt him and remind him of his low income. And because of this, that person will go to places of destruction. Now the scholars comment and they say, what this means is he will not look at where his sustenance is coming from, whether it is lawful, halal or not. He will earn however he can, in whatever way he can. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best when this time will occur, or if it is here or not. But we have signs of this, that a person may come home after a long, hard day of work, and his wife, instead of appreciating him going out and working and earning halal risk, she taunts him. So-and-so has a 5-bedroom detached house, he's driving the latest car, his children go to, you know, private schools, they pay thousands of pounds, what's going to become of us? And she doesn't support him until he reaches a point where he sees no option but to go towards harm means, ma'adullah. And then he starts earning however he can from wherever he can. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us patience, grant us contentment, and grant us the ability to encourage others rather than make them suffer. As this hadith sharif says, that the husband will go to great lengths, unlawful ways he will try and earn sustenance for his family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to understand.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. 25 minutes a day from the 40 minutes. 25 minutes. Allahu Akbar, how much we can attain, my dear viewers. And other than this, Allahu Akbar, so let's just say 25 minutes, we've got 15 minutes left. I'm just thinking, what can a person do 15 minutes? Well, you would say that give more time to any of these if possible. This is what I would leave as. These are the three most important things. The Quran, the Sunnah, this comes along with the biography, and a hadith book comes with, along with the Sunnah. In fact, there's one thing, is that with the Sunnah, there's many things which come on. Fiqh is another very, very important thing, which is obligatory for us to learn, many parts of it. So again, Laws of Salah is the book. Read Laws of Salah 10 minutes a day, inshallah, that will be completed again, easily within the year that will be completed. Easily, it will be completed within a few months. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, if you were to do this, really, so that's 40 minutes, and that's in less than 40 minutes. But yes, some things extend it a little bit. Inshallah, one thing, don't worry about it finishing quicker. Do not worry about finishing. This is another tip, in fact, for those people who read books. Do not be bothered about when you're going to finish this. Why? Because this affects your reading, it affects how much you are taking in. Because if we are trying to read to finish the book, then the amount of information we are retaining comes down. It comes down, we remember less of it. Why? Because less of our concentration is going on the reading itself. Do not rush. And one thing I've learned from is that I used to always be rushed. I used to wish, you know, I can't wait to finish the book. And really it's good. In fact, another part of time management is having to-do lists. Why? So that you're able to tick it off. When you tick something off, my dear viewers, and in fact, another point which comes along with this, is that throughout a day when you have many important things to do, whatever is the most important, do it first. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us this barakah in the mornings, one thing. This barakah in the mornings. You yourself will realize that the work you do in the morning, you are able to do much more work. When you wake up, your brain, the ability to, is much greater. It works much more efficiently. It works much better than during the afternoon or the evening. You're able to take a lot more information in if you're referring to reading. If it's doing particular work, you're able to do more in less time. And when you've done the greater thing, then that's ticked off. Then just having done that, just ticking it off, this will give you that boost, that motivation to do other easy jobs throughout your day. You think, oh yes, I've done this today, and now let's go to the next thing. As I was saying, when reading, do not always wonder about being able to tick things off. Yes, it's good, make a list so that you can tick it off. When you do tick something off, it will motivate you to read another book. Let's just say I have an aim to read 100 books this year. Inshallah, you will have that motivation. Well, that depends. Just giving it 5-10 minutes, that's not going to work, my dear viewers. You'll have to give it more time. You can make this, and this is attainable. And for some, cut it down, 50 books, even 10 books, 5 books. In fact, go to 12 books. It's 12 months in a year. Try to read one book a month. Try to do this, inshallah. And another point which comes to mind, my dear viewers, something I was touching upon already, was that think of things ahead. For example, when you are in school, those who are already in school, and the first day of their school year, those who are elder, they would remember back in them days, that the first day of your new school year, when you're given new books, what's the size of your book? Now, I don't have a book in front of me, but the book will be that thick. The book will be that thick. And you would think to yourself, wow, look at the size of this book, and we're going to read all this book? You would never be able to read this book. But what we realize is every day, what happens, we are only reading a few chapters. There's only a few chapters we will cover. And then we come to it, by the end of the year, we're at the end of the book. By the end of the year, we're at the end of the book. We have completed the entire book. We think, wow. Now, during the school year, whilst reading in class, I do everything. Oh, I just want to finish this book. No, because you know, I just need to do what I need to do for the day. And then the next day, I will go to the next chapter. If that was the aim, to read one chapter a day. But eventually, before you knew it, the time's gone, the year, an entire year's gone, and the book's finished. Like, wow. I finished this book. Why? You were not concentrating on just getting the book finished. Why? Because then you don't feel right. You don't feel comfortable. You just always like, you just can't wait. It's always in your mind. I can't wait for the book to be finished. So my dear viewers, we don't have, subhanAllah, we are coming towards the end of our program. A few very, very important things to be noted. One, my dear viewers, is that have tasks in mind. And by the way, in regards to daily tasks, the number one most important thing is your salah. Now, make your timetable. If you are making a timetable, remember, don't make it too strict. Attainable is how it should be. And another is realistic. Be realistic with yourself. If you're going to have every minute one thing, then another thing, then you will feel restricted. You know, some people, they make timetable, this time I'm going to do this, this time I'm going to do this, and straight after that time to this time, I'm going to do this. No, make it lenient, be lenient with yourself. Why? Then it's realistic, there's more of a chance you're going to go by it. Because when you've made it too difficult, too limited, then you yourself, you feel restricted. Oh, now I have to do this, now I have to do this. It wouldn't be very good for you. It wouldn't really be good for you, my dear girls. And secondly, is that you won't do it, and then you just totally forget it. You'll think, oh, damn, that timetable. I made a timetable, but I just couldn't go by it. Why is this? This is because your timetable is not realistic. It must be realistic. It must be something which is attainable. For example, I've said, yes, complete the glorious Quran. Reading the Holy Quran, along with the translation and commentary. You think, wow, you know, that may not be realistic. But the time I've given, the time, 6 years, 10 minutes a day, that is realistic. We all have 10 minutes to give every single day. And inshallah, we'll give more, it'll be finished within 6 years, inshallah. So this is what we need to think. Keep it realistic, make a timetable. The most important thing is that your timetable should be around your salah times. It should evolve around the salah times. So don't think, 1 o'clock I need to go read namaz, or at 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock I'm going to do this, at 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock I'm going to do this. You've missed your zuhr namaz and you possibly even missed your asr salah. Remember, think of zuhr salah here, asr salah here, these are marked in red. These are non-changeable. Other things I could bring before or after, no problem. These other things that can change. To before the salah I'll finish this, or after salah I'll do this. I'll do that after maghrib salah. Your timetable should evolve around your prayers. Remember this too, my dear viewers, inshallah, this can be really, time management is the route to success, my dear viewers. It is the road to success. If you wish to be successful, you need to know how to manage your time. And I've just spoken about a few things, subhanAllah. Inshallah, let's go to our kids' package. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Saba was a very good and intelligent girl, but was handicapped to walk. Saba used to see herself walking and running every night in her dreams. But when she would wake up, she would be very sad for being handicapped. One day, Saba was sitting inside the park, watching the other kids play. She started to cry, but in the meantime, she heard a voice. She suddenly thought that the voice is coming from underneath the bench. She looked down and saw an injured poor sparrow. Saba picked up the sparrow and said, "It looks like you have fallen out from your nest. Let me help you out." Saba applied medicine on the leg of the baby sparrow, which made it fly. The sparrow flew and went into her nest. A pious person was watching all of this from far away. He said to Saba, "You have performed a noble act. I will pray to Allah Almighty to reward you over this noble act." The pious person started to pray for Saba. The next day, when Saba woke up in the morning, she was walking on her feet and was very happy. When her dad saw her walking on her feet, he could not control his tears. Saba said to her dad, "Look, I can walk." The dad said, "Daughter, how did this happen?" Saba replied, "Dad, I helped out a bird. Then a pious person prayed for me. Allah Almighty has accepted his prayer." Lesson: what we learn from this story is that being merciful towards animals and birds is a good act. And other people's prayers can also become a means for our problems being removed. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, "A brother's prayer in the favor of his brother that is asked for the pleasure of Allah Almighty gets accepted."
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, A brother's prayer, Allahu Akbar, that is asked for another brother. It could be a sister for another sister. Allahu Akbar, this prayer is accepted, subhanAllah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, that was mashallah our animation for the kids. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of your prayers, inshallah, those things which are beneficial for you. May Allah ta'ala grant us all the ability to manage our time properly. Because look, we've only taken out, 25, 30 or so minutes of our day, 40 minutes. And look what can be achieved in those 40 minutes. And to just think to ourselves, how much time are we just watching TV? Daily, we spend 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. Now the holidays, kids, they wake up early in the morning. For school, you know, it was too difficult to wake up. But now, as holidays, they wake up at the same time, just to go downstairs to watch TV, to watch cartoons. And they'll continue watching it until 4, 5, 6, 7 o'clock, until it's at bedtime, which may even be later. So what have they done? What are they making of their lives? We need to think as parents. We need to ask ourselves too, what are my children doing? Are they watching TV? What have they achieved? look at what age they are at and what have they achieved. If they are children, leave them, let them be their children, let them play. Really, this is something which is a problem that sometimes we're too strict on our children too. No, let them play. I'm not referring to TV, because TV is bad for them. TV is bad for them. I'm talking about other playing. Let them explore things. This is the best way of learning. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. That's all for now, but we shall be returning tomorrow if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows with another topic. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Continue to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.